I think that sums up this whole episode. I just want to do what I want. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to actually be doing this episode in advance. I'm really, really excited about that. So, let me just take a breath. I have decided, I know I said I'm not going to speak about my new career and stuff because it hasn't taken off yet. It's early days, but I'm going to be speaking about something adjacent to that, and that is traveling down a new path in life, because it's not just pivoting. Like, I'm treading in ways other people haven't, and it's not to say like I've discovered fire. I'm saying I'm doing something that in my family is not really done, and it's nerve-wracking. It is hard. It is taking a lot out of me to not lose my mind with people, because having to explain my thought process, which can be very Delulu is the Salulu vibes, if that makes sense, because I go off like feelings and faith, you know. I'm just the kind of person who's like, I want to do this thing. How am I gonna do it? I don't know. I'll figure it out. Can I do it? I fully believe I can, even if it seems impossible. Because it's impossible, not improbable. Or other way around, I don't know. But basically, you know, it's the Ariana Grande. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it. Like, I will make it happen. Whereas when I speak to certain family members or people, they just like, that doesn't seem stable, that doesn't seem realistic, that doesn't seem right, you know. Are you sure? They question me, and I'm just like, I need your unwavering faith that I will be okay. I don't need you to help me. I just need you to believe in me. That's all I need. Like, I can do the thing. I just need you to believe that I can do the thing, because I already believe it. You are the problem, not me. I will do it. I will get there. And I've already done the course. I've already got jobs lined up that I'm going to apply for. I've already got, like, everything sorted. I just need you to trust that I've got this, because I fully trust I've got this. And that's basically what this roundabout way of saying this whole thing was, which is, I'm doing this when everyone's kind of questioning me about it, and I don't like that, but it's fine. However, I understand why, but I'm someone who's not very logical in a realistic sense. Like, I understand the concept, I just choose to ignore it. Like, logically, it's not a good idea to travel to a country that is having an active war going on. I fully understand that. I won't do that. That would be stupid. However, I believe maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, I can travel there because the war will be over, the country will be recovering, it'll be fine. That's true. It could possibly happen. That's the kind of person I am. I believe in the possibility of things, whereas a lot of my family members are very reality and logic based, and that does not work for me sometimes. So it's been hard to contend with those people, and I know I've been beating that dead horse, but it's because I want to emphasize different strokes for different folks. It's okay, but it's been hard to navigate that, and my path has deviated from the norm, which I'm very happy about. But there's been a method in my madness. One of the things is basically the benefits of what I will be doing, which is teaching online. And I loved working from home. If there's one thing that the pandemic did, was highlight how much I love my home, I love my space, I love working from home. And a lot of the jobs I did look at before deciding to study was work from home jobs, because I loved working from home. So I know fully that I love to work from home, and this was something that would definitely enable that. But aside from that, I'd be making an income that would allow me the freedom that I wanted, because I'd be earning a bit more money, I'd be working a much more flexible schedule, and that would give me the freedom to do what I'm doing right now. I'm recording a podcast episode, I'm going to edit it, I'm going to work on the Canva edit that I'm going to do for the cover, for the video version, for all those things. It's going to free up a lot of my time for that, especially when my previous job had me traveling 2 hours to work in the morning and an hour back in the evening. It was ridiculous. And now that petrol's gone up, we cannot be playing with the petrol price and how much we spend on petrol every single month. So having a work from home job just has a ton of benefits, and not just the time saving. I do know I spend money when I go work somewhere. Like, I'm like, okay, cool, but now I have a gym, and where's the gym located and things like that. If you've been with me for a while, you know at one point I was training for the marathon that happens in March, the Women's Day marathon thing every March. And I missed the cutoff for the entry this year. There were so many participants there to actually like close it down and be like, we're at capacity, try again next year. The Spa Women's Run, that's what it is. And I was at one point getting up at like 4:30 in the morning, leaving the house at about 5 or 5:30, driving to work for like 2 hours, getting there by 8, working from 8 till 5, driving from the work to gym 5 till 6, gymming 6 till 7 because I was training for this marathon, getting home, showering, cooking a whole meal for the next day's lunch, and then still editing, scripting, researching, all those things for the podcast. And like, I could do that then. I haven't been doing as much now, but knowing that I've at one point in my life been in that state of routine when it came to my personal life, my health, and my side fun creativity things, I know I can do that, especially not having to travel for 3 hours. So I'm going to see what I can do and where I can go and where this path in life will take me. Because one serious concern I did get when speaking to a family member was, but we're scared you are just gonna go overseas and we're never gonna see you again. Because on one hand, yes, I would just go overseas and like travel. But on the other hand, I would never like just abandon my family. Not that it is abandonment to anyone out there. Like, it's not abandonment. Like, that is the other person's issue they need to deal with. But understanding that these kinds of things are personal. For me, the goal was never to go overseas. For me, the goal was to work online, to have a job that I know is going to be secure, that I know I'll be able to easily find more work, and to be able to work from home is the best thing for me. I absolutely love that. So that was my goal. That was my plan. I am not sure who else has done it, but one of the things I keep bringing it up because I'm trying to make sense of it myself. Because like I said, it's not something many family members have done. But working online from home is something I enjoy so freaking much. It is one of the best things ever. And aside from all the benefits I've just ranted about, I realize, I think above all else, it will help me focus on me. Not just because I enjoy doing it, but because of the freedom I'm going to get to do what I want in my own time. I'm not beholden to, yes, a boss, but I'm not beholden to this company. I'm not beholden to that person. I will have a schedule. I can make it as I go along. It can be very flexible, which is probably what I know I need. And I think that once I start working with it, I'll be able to make more concrete decisions. But as it stands, having to just take care of myself at this point in time is priority number one. I don't think I mentioned it yet, but I'm once again fighting an infection. I'm on meds that are just wreaking havoc because it's fighting so much inside me. And it's another week-long antibiotic streak. So it has not been fun. It has not been easy, but two infections within a year of one another. I think it's actually less than a year. I think, it's about a year. Last year, May, June, August, I don't even know. But it's been about a year. So having to fight a literal infection that knocks you out this hard, not fun. But it just shows my body is like, girl, your immune is not up to standard. Your immune system is in the trenches. We need to bring this back up. So this, I think, will be the best thing for me. And being able to do something different, I think will be really, really fun. Because I've only seen in my family the standard of go to school, go to university, get to work. I've seen strong women doing their thing, which I absolutely love. And I've seen a cousin of mine, shout out to Roxy, do her thing on social media, which is super inspiring. Like, I love that. But once again, I will do my thing in my way. I've not done my rebrand yet because I didn't get the help I was supposed to, which, cool, I understand that. But on me, when I actually reflected on it, I was like, is this really the path I want to tread with what I'm doing? And doing, what do they call it? Brand identity, a BI. Trying to do mine, I was like, I don't have one. Because I'm not trying to sell someone something. I'm not trying to package a contract or a deal or a course or... I'm not trying to sell people something. I just want a space for me. Like, I just want to have my fun and share that with people. And go through life and learn things and share that as well. So, like, that is what I want. I'm not trying to become, you know, a brand. I just want to be me. And that, I think, is something that is worth more than anything else I could ever do. Because brands are fleeting. Things are so packaged for the sale. Like, I hate that. Everyone is trying to sell you something. In this economy, no. So I just basically want to do what I want. I think that sums up this whole episode. I just want to do what I want. And I don't mean that in a self-destructive way. I don't mean that in a negative way. I don't mean that in a I'm crashing out and spiraling way. I simply just want to live my life and do what I want. It's as simple as that. I don't want to keep ranting because I'll keep going in circles. So I'm going to cut this off here. I hope this made sense because I feel like I just rambled and I think I just needed to do that. So, yay. This week's Song of the Week is kind of funny because I have loved Ray, R-A-Y-E, the artist, long before she blew up with Where's My Husband. And I think I want the Song of the Week to be one of her latest songs off the album that dropped not too long ago. And it's called The WhatsApp Shakespeare. I absolutely love that song. It's, I think, 4 minutes and something, almost 5 minutes. But it's such a good song, and she brings in such old iconic sayings into lyrics. It is brilliant. So, The WhatsApp Shakespeare by Ray is this week's Song of the Week. I hope you go and you blaze your own trail or deviate of someone else's path. Do what you want in life. Live your best life. And as per usual, keep being a better being. I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.